I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21 in the New Living Translation, and it says this: But we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. He will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same power with which he will bring everything under his control. Mind if I pray for you? What a promise this is, Jesus. Thank you so much. For those who are struggling today, you've got this beautiful word that we are citizens, not of this earth, but of heaven. You live there. You are alive. You stand at the right hand of the throne of God, ever interceding for us. Oh, what a beautiful picture that is for me to even think about it. And when we're going through trials and tribulations and stresses and frustrations, help us to picture you there, praying for us, interceding, advocating on our behalf. It's such a great thing to know. And help us to have this eager waiting for you to return. And I know there were times in my life when I was like, oh, I don't want Jesus to return because I want to get married, or oh, I want to have children. But Lord, I understand that I long to see you return. And I haven't always had that feeling, but more and more, the more I walk on this earth, I long to see you come back. And Lord, I'm so grateful as I stand here in this imperfect body that you are going to take my weak mortal body and change it into a glorious body like your own. Using your same resurrection power, you're going to bring everything under your control in those new heavens, those new earth, that new earth. It's going to be such a beautiful picture of harmony and peace and justice. Lord, I pray for those who have had injustice in their lives, and they're just worn out and beaten down by the injustice. They have been mocked. They have been hurt. They have been misunderstood. They have been harmed. And Lord, you see it all. Nothing passes your notice. Nothing escapes your notice. You see it all, and you will bring things to right. Help us to live in light of that day and not today, where things don't seem to work out right. Help us to remember we are citizens, not here, but of heaven. And Lord, we need that heavenly mindset. We need to know that there is something different. There is something better. There is something we're working toward. It all matters. And I know I've prayed that a lot this month about things mattering, and I've prayed it in the month of February as well, that nothing we do escapes your notice and that it all matters. But it's so true, and I just need to come back to that again and again and again. And I pray for that reminder for my friend listening today, that they would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that what they do matters, that you are invigorating their lives, giving them power to walk with you, giving them power to love their enemies, giving them hope and strength and peace and joy in the midst of dire circumstances. I pray for the persecuted church today, for those who are standing strong for you, who are getting hurt and beaten and tortured for their relationship with you. Give them strength, Lord Jesus. Do not let the enemy win in those situations. Give them power. Lord, thank you that there is a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. Thank you that this is not just about me, that this is about your body in this world doing great things and doing heavenly things, doing kingdom things for your glory. And it's never, never for nothing. Encourage us today to keep going. Help us to strengthen our hands and our feet. And I pray for those who are struggling today in their bodies, and they're just like, I can't keep going. This pain in my body is too much. This disease is progressing too much. This cancer has taken over too much. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on my friend who's suffering today. Speak life in the middle of the darkness. Speak light in the middle of the darkness. Speak hope in the middle of despair. Bring life where there is no life. And Lord, I know 100% of us on this earth are going to die unless you come again. And so Lord, 100% of us are going to face this. We're going to face the end of our lives, but help us to do it with joy, with anticipation. Help us to finish well. Help us to finish this race well. Help us to follow you well. And we just can't do it on our own. We need you, Jesus. We need you. Give us strength today, I pray, in your beautiful name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. When life overwhelms, just unburden yourself through prayer. God is listening. He is there. He is with you. He suffers alongside you. Trust that today. And I want to share one more thing. If you have enjoyed listening to these prayers every day and would like to receive a personalized prayer with your name in it, in your inbox every week, simply go to marydemuth.com and you'll see a Mind If I Pray For You graphic, which is why what I've been saying in the middle of this podcast, at the top of the page. So click the red subscribe button and you'll receive a free personalized prayer every Monday for the next year. I would love to have you join that mailing list because, boy, it's been amazing to see the testimonies of how God has done good work. And these are prayers that I have written out and put your name in the middle of through MailChimp, through the magic of MailChimp. And so I've been getting these testimonies of people saying things like, how did you read my mail? Or how did you know I was going through this? And of course I didn't. I'm just asking God to help me pray for you. So go to marydemuth.com and right at the very top, you can subscribe to the Mind If I Pray For You Monday prayers. Thank you so much and have a great day.